dryers, ovens, and more. The Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. dawpickens.com.
Walked up to the road rage. We got to move. Let me tell you about Moretti's. I'm craving Moretti's now, Ramona, because now I'm telling you about Moretti's. If you've never had Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, do not fret. Get to Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. You don't need to drive 12 hours to Western New York. It's right here. Their pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection, a real stone oven. The pizza is amazing. I had the Greek pizza. Ramona had one with sausage, peppers, and onions. We traded pieces. It was just unbelievable. The Buffalo Wings, my man Dre called about the Buffalo Wings, saying they're the best ever. They are. They're actually the only authentic Buffalo Wings you're ever going to have. Real, authentic Buffalo, New York Buffalo Wings. How about that? Ever hear of Beef on Weck? Well, you should have by now, but it's a Buffalo original. Again, they cook this roast beef slow for 8 hours, then they slice it thin, and they pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun, a cumberweck bun, with horseradish sauce, and serve with juice for dunking. I've had it. It's unbelievable. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, the fish fry Fridays, big night, so much more. Full bar, family-friendly atmosphere. The bar and the restaurant are basically separated. Sports fans, man, this is your spot. They've got you covered with big-screen TVs everywhere. One whole wall is nothing but them. Every Clemson snap, every NFL snap, and every snap of your team. You just have to ask. The Little John Coliseum table is made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. It's Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Back to the phones, and it is Dre. Dre, how are you, Dre? Good to have you.
What's going on, Walt? How are you doing?
Hey, good, Dre. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. Yeah. Man. I had a lot going on in life, and I've been busy coaching youth football, so.
That's good. I mean, that part.
I'm thinking about over with. We got the state championship this weekend. We're playing the lower state champions from Astor Ridge down in Charleston.
How about that?
We win there. We go to nationals in Florida, so we're going to try to bring home a national title back to the state, man. But, man, I was just really getting in, man. It's been a while since I called and talked about the team. Got two things I wanted to get your opinions on. First one, from what I've been seeing, I mean, I understand we got some guys that went down, so let's give it some guy, other guys like Tristan Smith some time to step up and everything and get some playing time. Honestly, I haven't seen much of a difference from the beginning of the season, but I've seen this team getting better. So, like, my question is, like Dabo said a couple years ago, buy stock. All right, should we hold on to what we have and possibly buy a little more stock in this team, or what are you thinking for us for next year? Should we hold our stock and buy a little more, or sit on what we got and just see what next season holds?
Well, I think, Dre, that major change is coming. I think that when we get past the end of this season, I think you're going to see coaching changes made, and I think you're going to see much more advanced use of the transfer portal. Therefore, I would say you should be buying stock because I think that's the change that's needed, and I think Dabo is going to make those changes. I don't think he likes this season the way it happened at all. This is not what he thought it was going to be, I'm sure. And I think he knows what the fix is. And I just think it's time. It's time. You know, again, I think his way of doing things is basically the way everyone should do it in college football. The problem is no one else is. The problem is everyone else is hitting that portal, and they're getting better because of it. And the teams around Clemson are getting better because of it. And so Clemson's lost some footing. So that's where I think we're going. And I would expect significant coaching changes, and I would expect significant use of the portal. So I would say, Dre, that it's time to buy stock. Now, if we get to the point where none of that stuff happens and you return next year with Christopher Vezina with no challenger and and Clemson doesn't use the portal to any greater degree than they have, then I think it'll be time to sell stock.
Okay. All right. Next question. I know it's a little bit too early, but after the way they imploded at A&M, I got to get your too early prediction for Carolina, man, and I'll take that off the air, buddy.
Thank you, Dre. I have no idea, Dre. I'm not there yet. I have no idea. I mean, which South Carolina team are you going to get? The one that played the first half or the one that played the second half? Ramona, South Carolina led 30-3 at the half. This is even more than Atlanta led New England by in the Super Bowl. They led 30-3.
Can you remind people of that?
Yeah, yeah. I like to rub a little salt in.
Yeah.
But 30-3, Ramona, at the end of the first half, and Shane Beamer is leaving the field, Ramona. I wrote this on Twitter. I wrote doing the I Believe I Can Fly thing. You know that song, that goofball song?
Yeah.
I Believe I Can Fly. Yeah. I Believe I Can Touch the Sky.
Yeah.
You people can't see this radio, but Shane Beamer is raising his arms up and down like some bird of prey,
yeah.
To the crowd and basically celebrating the victory at halftime. The problem is they don't award any victories at halftime. And Shane found
he's
that out.
He's doing that at halftime?
Yeah, doing that at halftime as he's leaving the field.
Never count your chickens.
It gets worse. Never count your chickens. It's just awesome. But it gets worse, Ramona, because, you know, Shane Beamer said later that nobody was celebrating a victory at halftime. That everybody was focused. Well, but dude, you were seen doing the. You were seen doing the "I Believe I Can Fly" thing as you're heading to the half, and your team.
Why would he do that so early like that?
I don't know.
It's terrible.
I'm guessing he won't do that again. I'm guessing that won't happen again.
No matter what happens.
I'm not sure how Clemson fans feel off of this weekend, and I'm certainly not sure how South Carolina fans feel. I mean, how do you feel? Are you distraught? Do you want Beamer gone? I mean, how do you feel about him flapping his arms at halftime? I mean, how do you guys feel if you South Carolina fans? How do you feel about the whole thing? Or do you just feel like, hey, we just lost a 1-point game to the unbeaten number 3 team in the country, and that's pretty good? Because it sort of
is.
Yeah,
but like an hour before that, they were thinking we're going to just win the number 1
by 27.
Team in the country.
Honestly, there's so much dumb coaching going on in college football. Texas A&M gets to the goal line. They have a chance.
Bad week.
Look, Texas A&M has a chance to expand their lead, Ramona, go up 8 or 9 and end the game. They're at the goal line, and I have no idea what Colin Klein did. I have no idea what you're doing, dude. I mean, these guys just outthink themselves. They do these stupidest things when they get to the most important part of the field. Just keep it simple, stupid. Don't do that stuff. So Texas A&M actually doesn't score, Ramona, when they're on the 1-yard line. They give South Carolina one more chance. And then South Carolina, I have no idea. Look, I have great respect for the talent of Lenore Sellers. I have no idea what he's doing in that last sequence of plays. None. I have no idea. I mean, they're out near the 40-yard line, Ramona. All they need is a field goal to win. And they have a second down and one. Right, second down and one. And Lenore Sellers takes a sack. Now, again, was it immediate pressure? Yes. I don't care. You've got to get rid of the football and play third and one. You cannot play third and friggin' 11. And then, Ramona, it gets worse. Because then on fourth and 16 and 17, he has nowhere to go. He runs. Dude. It's fourth down and 16 yards to go. You have to chuck the ball down the field. Does not matter whether anyone's open or covered or not. You just chuck it down the field and you hope for the best. You hope your guy comes down with it, and if not, you hope you hope they commit a penalty. But you have to frigging chuck it down the field. You can't run for 2 yards on fourth and 16. I mean, I don't know what to make of this season, Ramona. It's like the whole world is going crazy.
It's very weird.
Right, all at the same time. I mean, we're at the end of the year. These things should not be happening. It's like the whole world of college football, except for Ohio State and Indiana. You know, other than those two, it's like the whole world of college football. I don't know what's going on. Everywhere I look, it's like utter madness. I mean, I have no idea. I love Lenore Sellers' talent, okay? But I have no idea what he was doing on those last three downs. Dude, you can't do any of that stuff you did. I mean, I know your offensive line sucks out loud. I know, okay? I know they put immediate pressure on you. You still have to understand game and time and circumstance and what you need. And all you need is a field goal. You can't take an 11-yard sack on second and one. And then on 4th and 16, you have to chuck the ball. You can't run for 2 friggin' yards. You can't run at all. You have to chuck the ball in that instance. I don't know about anything I saw this weekend. And this is the NFL, too. There's a lot of it in the NFL, too. I just have no idea. Who's here? Who's first here, Ramona? It is Rudy. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Don't tell him, my friend. How you doing? Good?
Good, Rudy. Thank you. Thank you for getting in.
If I was, I appreciate you. If I was Carolina athletic director, I would have Lane Kiffin Beamer in Texas.
Yeah, I understand it. Of course, Rudy, again, the bottom line is if I had told you Friday that South Carolina would play A&M to within 1 point, you would have said extend the guy. It's just how how they got there.
If I looked at the score, I'd be like, man, Carolina played a heck of a game.
Right.
Until you actually watch the game.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, exactly.
Well, do you have any favorites? I know, you know, you called for Clemson, Penn State the first of the year, and I know how that went, but do you see a 1-2 punch, or do you see about a 5 or 6 punch team right now for the national championship?
Yeah, I brought that question up on Twitter. I think it starts with Ohio State and Indiana. I think that, before the year, I did say that I did not believe in Georgia either of the last 2 years, but I thought if there was a year they win the national title, it'd be this year. And so I think I was right about that. I think they're in the mix.
Bama got exposed a little bit.
Yeah, they're done. They're done. Yeah. They're just not. They're not very good. They're done. I think Simpson is good, but I think the same thing of that team I thought all along. They're just. I dropped them to 10 behind Oklahoma and Notre Dame in our poll. Okay.
That's the one you better watch out for, Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame is a viable threat. I think Texas Tech can win the national championship. I think Texas Tech is the best defense in America. I don't even think it's close. I like
their coach.
Yeah. And I just don't think people have even watched them play. I mean, they're unblockable. No one has blocked them yet this year. And they have a talented quarterback. So I think they're a threat. Strangely enough, Rudy, I think Oregon is still in the mix because Oregon has found some ways to win without their receivers being healthy. And if they get healthy, I think they could still be in the mix because one thing Oregon can do is they stop the run. I mean, this is the first Oregon team under Lanning that I really think can stop the run, and they have all year. So I think they're still in contention because they have a quarterback who could be the number one pick in the draft.
Wasn't he a defensive guy? Lanning.
Right? Lanning's defensive guy. Yep. And then finally, the ultimate dark horse, Rudy, for me is Utah. I think if people haven't been watching, the last 3 weeks, Utah has rushed for like 1,000 yards total. They have rushed for well over 300 yards a game the last 3 weeks, and nobody else in America is doing that.
Well, I got to say this. How about Navy?
Yeah, huge win for Navy. I did not think
that. Was that a game or was that a game, really?
Huge win for Navy, and Horvath was in and out of the lineup, and they still found a way to beat a South Florida team that I thought was the best G5 team.
Hey, Warner, let me ask you this, my friend, and I'll take it off the air. What's up with the line tonight? How is Dallas a 3.5-point favorite at Las Vegas? if you could touch on that, because I was looking at underdog. It's like -3.5 Dallas. I was like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
I figured it'd be more.
Yep. Thank you, Rudy.
But, anyway, if you could touch on that, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme and the Reese family. They've been doing donuts right. Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme since the early 60s, which is just insane when you think about it. But that's the reality. It's what a great marriage, the Reese family and Krispy Kreme. And, you know, I don't care what your favorite donut is. Mine is the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. I think it's the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. Ramona thinks it's the Oreo cookie donuts and their derivatives. The hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. They have all of your drinks, your hot, your cold weather, coffee drinks. You know, they've got you covered because, honestly, we don't know what the weather is from day to day right now. It changes every day. So Krispy Kreme has you covered with all of it. No one does it better. For all your fundraising needs, no better way to raise money. Church group, youth group, Hells Angels, Krispy Kreme donuts. Trust me, you're not raising money with those stale white box industrialized cookies. That's not happening. You want to raise money, you raise money with Krispy Kreme. That's how you do it. And Ramona, they always have specials.
They have these fall donuts. They have cinnamon apple filled.
I want that badly. I want that badly. I don't know why I want that badly.
Because it's cinnamon apple.
I know. I'm
like a pie.
There's some. Have you ever noticed, like, sometimes in your life, your taste change about things?
Yeah, sometimes.
I think that's starting to happen to me with apple. Like, I've always been berry, but now I'm starting to be berry and apple.
Because they put it in a donut.
It is. I think it is.
And then they have that Biscoff cookie buttercream donut.
That there's no doubt about. That's a must have.
And then a chocolate fudge brownie donut.
I don't remember you telling me about any chocolate fudge brownie donut.
And a maple
ice. You were holding
ice.
Out on me on the chocolate
fudge? Oh, no, I don't have them. No.
No, but I don't remember you telling me about
that. I skipped over that one.
Yeah, don't skip over chocolate fudge brownie, because we're 3 for 3.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the fourth one?
Maple iced.
Okay. For me personally, that's probably the one I would not get. But somebody else might like maple. That's how it works. But those first three, I'd kill for any of them. All right, quick break. Malcolm and Matt. It's the all M&M section of the segment of the show when we get back. Malcolm wants to tell me about how good Georgia is. He might be right. Quick break.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings and it's red and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update, presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, we create chemistry.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our Clemson football team on the road tonight in Louisville, Kentucky to take on the Louisville Cardinals as 7:30 will be kickoff time in Louisville. Airtime for us on network lines will be at 4:30. This is the regular season ACC finale for our Clemson Tigers. Clemson in regular season finales in league play since the league began in 1953 has gone 45-25-2, so this will be number 73. Clemson has won a school record 10 straight ACC regular season finales, and their last loss was actually to Georgia Tech back in 2014. You may remember last year, Clemson won on the road at Pitt in their ACC finale, 24-20 on the electric run by Cade Klubnik there in the final minute of the game. Friday night's also been a little bit different for Clemson football. They're 33-26-5, but 48 of the 64 games on Friday night came within the first 60 years of existence of Clemson football, so not that many as of late. Although, Clemson has gone 2-1 in their last three Friday night games, so maybe we can make that 3-1 tonight in Louisville. Once again, airtime for us on network lines 4:30, starting with the Ingalls Tiger Tailgate Show, kickoff at 7:30. As always, go Tigers!
Do you know what employees say is their number one perk at work? Extra PTO? Nope. Gym memberships? Guess again. It's free lunch. And what's the best way to order food for work? Easy Cater, a food tool built for the modern workplace. With online ordering from a huge variety of restaurants for any group size, tools to meet dietary needs and stay on budget, employee meal programs, and more. All on one platform. So perk up your workplace with Easy Cater. Order now at easycater.com.
Guys, don't propose with a ring that she didn't pick out. Trust us, she already has a ring in mind. So engage with Gage Diamonds, in person or online, where Gage's skilled ring designers will work with her to create the perfect setting, matched with the perfect stone. Gage specializes in exquisite lab-grown diamonds. Financing available. GageDiamonds.com. We're engagement's middle name.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. Dexter 625 says, "Well, I'm sick of this cute crap BS. So sick of this trick crap. Get the ball in the hands of your best." I think that's right. He said the trick stuff should only happen if you're up big. I think that's 100% right. Just can the nonsense. Play football. Stop with it. I mean, I don't understand why you get to the most important position on the field and you think you should give the ball to anybody who's not a running back. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, again, Lane Kiffin gets inside the 10 and takes his starting quarterback out to put the backup in on the most important part of the field. I just don't get it. You know, a million years ago, the Detroit Lions used to take Barry Sanders out when they got to the goal line. I'm sorry, you take the greatest, one of the greatest runners in the history of the game out when you get down near the goal line, and you think that's smart? So you put in a 250-pound scrub who no one's ever heard of and no one ever had to hear of because he never scored. But you take Barry Sanders off the field. Every time you did, defensive coordinators thanked you greatly. Thanked you greatly. They worshipped you for making those decisions. Yeah. Hey, Ramona, James Franklin's employed. He is the new coach at Virginia Tech.
LSU doesn't have to pay him. Who's it? Not LSU.
Penn State.
Penn State.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got them confused.
Yeah.
They're all leaving everybody.
Yeah, they are. They are. So he's apparently the new coach at Virginia Tech, and I think that's a sort of a coup for Virginia Tech. I think he's going to do a great job there. I think he's going to turn Virginia Tech back into a winning program again. And quite honestly, the ACC needs that. The ACC needs to be better than it is in football because it's not good. Malcolm.
Well, how are you?
Hey, Malcolm. Good to have you.
Well, you know I want to talk about Georgia a little bit, right?
Yep.
I do think that you're right. Right now, I think if Ohio State and Georgia were to play, Georgia would be like an 8-point, 7-point underdog. However, they're getting better.
Yeah.
Especially defensively, they're getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess this would be my only question, Malcolm. And I think Georgia played well in the Mississippi State game, and Mississippi State has offense. I think the question is, how much offense does Texas actually have? And are we putting too much into beating Texas when maybe Texas is just not that good? And I think that's a fact. I don't think Texas is very good.
That's fair, Walt, but they did hold their running game to 21.
Well, they can't run. They can't run the ball, Malcolm. Texas hasn't run the ball a year. I mean, your leading rusher has 300-something yards in Wisner. And quite honestly, you watched the game, Malcolm. Wisner ran the ball like a blind mole. Mm. You know, it just no vision whatsoever. I mean, there's one time he actually was bumping into guys, just bumping into them, not moving. I mean, it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So they've not been able to run it. And you know, look, they cut that to 14-10. And it felt like they had all the momentum in the world. And then you had the two fourth down plays. And when one of your best players on a 4th and 5 or whatever it was, Colin Simmons jumps off to give Georgia another first down. I mean, that play was a killer because they got Georgia to a 4th and 2. Georgia converted that. But then they had them at 4th and 5. And then Texas seemed confused. Georgia went quickly, and Texas seemed confused, and then Simmons somehow on 4th and 5 jumped, giving you the first down. I mean, if that doesn't happen, it's Texas's ball with momentum near midfield down 14-10. Instead, what happened was they wound up down 28-10 before they ever got the ball back. Because,
exactly.
You know, so that jumping off sides was enormous. It accounted for 2 touchdowns because then Georgia executed the onside kick and got it and went down and scored again.
That was my other question to you, just because you made the statement before that a lot of coaches are not coaching really well this year. But I think this is one of Kirby's best seasons coaching because he's not afraid to take a gamble. And I just don't know what to think about that, but I think coming out there. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
one more question.
Yeah.
Sometime today, can we discuss what's happening in the NBA with the gambling, with the Lakers and all that now?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll see you later.
Yep, thank you, Malcolm. Yep, the gambling scandals keep growing and growing and growing. So, yes, 100% get to that. You know, look, I thought there were times earlier this year where Kirby did not do such a great job and where I thought he was really fortunate. But the one thing you got to give him credit for is, and you know, this is why it's even more mysterious that they were able to pull off an onside kick, is that Sarkisian apparently said before the game over and over again that you have to be careful because Georgia's tricky and they're going to run, they're going to take chances and do these things. And then Sarkisian's team still seemed woefully unprepared for exactly what they did, which is sort of amazing. But yeah, look, what Kirby has said is, he said, look, all these SEC games are so tough that basically you just have to take some chances. That the games are the teams are relatively even, and you have to take some chances. But yeah, you think about a game that changed dramatically. Other than South Carolina and A&M, that game changed dramatically in every way you could. When again, Texas had two stops, and they had just scored. They had cut it to 14-10. They had momentum, and then on the 4th and 5. Simmons jumps off, gives Georgia a first down, then they go down and score, then they execute the onside kick, then they get on score again. So it would have been 14-10, Texas off a score with the ball near midfield and momentum. Instead, it turned into 28-10 before Texas ever touched the ball again, which is just insane. So I don't know how much you credit Georgia, how much you say it was just Texas fails. I'm not sure. I do think Georgia is one of the teams though that is in the mix. Matt and Anderson. Matt, how are you, Matt? Good to have you.
Hey man, how you doing?
Good, Matt.
Sorry, Walt. Well, the reason I was calling is you was talking about all this crazy stuff going on in college. Man, look, I don't know if you caught the end of the Commanders and the Dolphins game on Sunday morning. Yesterday morning?
No, I missed that.
Walt, man, listen, the Dolphins, the ball game was tied up. Dead even, if my memory serves, it was 31-31 or something to that effect. The Dolphins had the ball at the 3 or 4 yard line. First down, second down, third down. Walt, with the clock running and the game about to go to overtime and the game almost over, what you think McDaniel's done on fourth down?
I don't know.
And, Walt, the only reason that I really care is because if they just kick the field goal.
Yeah, I figured it's an underdog play that we're talking about, right?
Yes.
because otherwise no one really cared about Miami and Washington on foreign soil or any soil.
When in your life have you heard the end of the game and it's fourth down and the coach doesn't kick the field goal and get the 3 points? He goes for it, and they missed. And then, of course, the game ends up going into overtime, and I lose my underdog bet.
Yeah.
But okay. It's like, come on. I feel like McDaniel should get fired for that. But he did end up winning the game by a field goal in overtime.
Yeah.
So I doubt he'll lose his job.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, well, on the another one of them games that nobody cares about, but do you think the Raiders and Cowboys is going to be worth anything tonight? And who do you like?
Yeah, I don't like either of them, so I won't be.
I don't like either one of them either.
Yeah, I won't be on that.
Just a little information for your listeners.
Yeah.
I think, and I could be wrong, might have to eat crow tomorrow, but I feel like the Cowboys, man, they're a mess, and I feel like they're off the trade deadline acquisitions that they made. I don't feel like those pieces are gelling together yet.
Well, I like those pickups for Dallas because Dallas is weak up the middle, and I think this is going to make them stronger up the middle. Williams is still an elite player, so I think those are good moves that Dallas made. Again, they were pricey, but I think they're good moves.
Yeah, they were good moves. Walt, last thing I'm going to say, I'm going to get off here. The Raiders is a lot better than you may think. Even though their schedule says they're 2-7 or 2-9 or whatever they are, a lot of their losses, if you go back and look, are about 1 and 2 points. And, Walt, I'll hang up.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. It's maybe true, but there's still losses. And, you know, the division they play in is pretty tough, but there's still losses. And, you know, look, at some level, I'm sorry, I'm more the Bill Parcells believer in this. You are what your record says you are. That's where I fall. I don't buy the one play and one score thing, because that works both for and against you. I mean, so I'm more a believer in you are what your record says you are. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
If you've been living under a rock, you may not know this, but for the rest of you, I'll just confirm that college football and the NFL are in full swing. In this market, we love our football weekends, and there's no better way to enjoy a football weekend than by playing Underdog. All you do when you play is pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing or passing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and much, much more. If you're good at it, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, which is just bonkers. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll catch me playing Underdog every day of the weekend during football season. And right now, you can get in on the action. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 and Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123, Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street. Fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Hey Clemson football fans, there's a lot going on in Seneca, just 10 minutes from Clemson. You need to come on in and check out the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show in downtown Seneca. It's absolutely free. And you can go ahead and sign up for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K coming your way March the 14th, 2026. You want to know what's happening in Seneca? It's so easy. Follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events or our website at www.seneca.sc.us.
All right, confession time. How many times have you headed into the holidays going, you know what, this year I'm going to be good. I'm not putting on any pounds. Then you get to the back end of the holidays and you go, boy, I better start that workout regimen because I didn't keep my promise. What if I told you you didn't have to do that? What if I told you you can lose the weight before the holidays and then keep it off? That's what you get with PhD weight loss. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches showed me that I could enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. Thousands of people across the country have seen the results, and PhD is so confident they guarantee those results for you. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you get their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call PhD Weight Loss, 864-644-1900, or visit them online at myphdweightloss.com.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back to Little Allman Brothers' Blue Sky. Another personal favorite. You know, it was one of the wilder weekends of football I've ever seen. A lot of it was bad, like most of it, but it was wild. I mean, you know, then there was some good wild mixed in, like OU and Alabama, which we'll get to at some point here. You know, and what these things mean and how many legitimate contenders there are. My friend Dustin listed 3. I think there are clearly more than 3 in my mind. I think if you think that Texas Tech and Indiana can't win the national championship, I think you're fooling yourself. Either that or you haven't watched them play. That's where I am. I think there are still 6 or 7 teams that could win the national title. I think there are some that it favors. You know, people are writing me and said, well, Ohio State hasn't played anybody. Well, they have. I don't care about that anyway. I used to fight that argument when Clemson was great because it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're just that good, you're just that good. And Ohio State's just that good. They're that talented. They're freakishly talented. And they've got just NFL dudes all over the place. So I don't care who they play. It's really of no consequence. The question is, can you beat them? And defensively, they're not allowing anything. And offensively, they're really dynamic. And Julian's saying their quarterback's completing over 80% of his passes. So if you think they're not a threat to win the national championship, you're fooling yourself. Not to mention the fact they now have a national championship winning coach who's right back doing it again. And buoyed by Matt Patricia, who I think everybody thought would be a dud. He's actually turned out to be incredible. There was some craziness in the NFL, too. I mean, some ridiculous calls. Ramona, the Kansas City Chiefs lost again. Patrick Mahomes fell flat on his face again.
What's happening with them?
Yeah, they. I think all 5 close games they've lost, and yet...
Wow, yeah, I just can't believe that. Yeah, it's like they're in plenty.
Right. And yet Tony Romo still has his head so far up Patrick Mahomes' butt that he can't get oxygen when it comes to doing games. And come he on. Just, you know, when the Chiefs got the ball with like 3 minutes left, whatever it was, it was all the Mahomes thing. Oh, this is Mahomes. Oh, this is Mahomes. Mahomes, Mahomes. 3 and out, Ramona. 3 terrible throws and out. Give the ball back to Denver. And then Bo Nix, the much criticized Bo Nix, took his team right down the field, hit a big 3rd and long conversion, and then a deep throw to get his team in field goal range for a chip shot field goal, and they win. So Bo Nix outplays Patrick Mahomes down the stretch of that game, and that's why Denver wins. Denver remains unbeaten at home, and the Kansas City Chiefs, Ramona, in major danger of missing the playoffs entirely. They are 5-5, and, you know, that's something we talked about before the year. the curse of the Super Bowl loser. It is Matt and then Jason Columbia. Matt, how are you, Matt? Good to have you.
Hey, well, thanks for getting me in.
Absolutely, Matt.
Kind of all over the place, but I want to see if I have time to turn the knife a little bit deeper in South Carolina direction. I'll do that now.
Brotherly
losers
love.
Losers hire loser coaches. They gave him an extension last year, this $28 million buyout, and they hired a guy because other players in the past said you should hire that guy. Great job, South Carolina. Great job screwing yourself up, messing yourself up for financially. I wanted to say that.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's funny, Matt, because I think Jason, who's on hold after you, will probably continue your theme.
good. Navy, great job. Incredible job.
Really incredible job. Yeah.
Talent disparity.
Yep.
They're at play for whatever the conference championship is for that conference.
Yep. American.
I think you tweeted about it or X, whatever they say on X now. Utah is very much in the game.
Yeah.
Utah and Texas Tech. I still think Texas Tech, like you are, they have a roster that's on defense, unblockable.
Yeah, they can't be blocked. There are a lot of people lobbying for their linebacker, Rodriguez, to be the Heisman Trophy winner now. And you've got two defensive ends who are both playing in the National Football League. I mean, that front seven is basically unblockable.
It is. And it's not your old Texas Tech team air raid. And, it's a totally different team. Yeah. Totally. And I think the Trojans actually might get play up into it. I know that was a pretty decent win over Iowa. I know it's at home on the West Coast, but they're having a decent year this year. I don't know. There's that borderline 13, 14, 15 team.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think they're going to lose to Oregon, though. I just think as long as Oregon has decent health, I think Oregon's just better than they are. And I think the difference will be that Oregon can stop the run. I don't know that USC can.
I'll be on board on that. One of the most shocking games of the weekend is Seattle-LA. The Rams are having an incredible year. You could argue that Stafford is an MVP candidate on that side.
Yeah.
And Darnold, he had an aberration 4-interception game.
Yeah.
But they were still in it.
Yeah, that's right. And they still had a chance to win late. I mean, down two with the ball, they were pinned deep, but they still had a chance. And look, I think you can make the case that the Rams, Seattle, these are not in any particular order. The Rams, Seattle, Detroit, and Philadelphia are all better than any AFC team. I just don't think there's any AFC team that's great. Listen, if the Denver Broncos can maintain home field and the playoffs go through Denver, I think Denver could get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think the only thing I don't like about Denver is Sean Payton still isn't balanced on offensive play call. He does a lot of more passes than necessary, but that defense is elite, and they can get him there.
Well,
but I appreciate it.
Yeah, and playing at home, If they're unbeaten at home. So people can keep talking about Denver all they want, saying, well, they're not really going to. Yeah, I get the sentiment, but if you have to beat them in that building, good luck, especially because nobody in the AFC is really any good. Who in the AFC is any good? Tell me the good team in the AFC, because I don't think there is one. I mean, if it is, you might wind up talking about New England or something. Jason, Columbia, and then Robert in Georgia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you. Uh-oh, did I put him on? Must have missed. Jason, sorry, Jason.
There we go, Walt. I heard the beep.
Yep.
That was very prescient of you. I applaud Matt, especially since it's just like they said about the Civil War, brother against brother, too. Joe. Although I think Joe's on my side. I'm pretty sure Joe's going to call up and tell us that Crying Shane is a I believe I can fly clown.
That's
premature
true.
Celebration. Yeah. How about the first quarter hit where you're spazzing out with the gorgeous sideline reporter, but not in a manly way? He was just screaming about how they beat him 24 points last year and nobody here is surprised. What a dork. I mean, the fact that Clemson
But
is
now
in
Jason, here's the but. Here's the but. If I had ever told you on Friday that South Carolina was going to lose 31-30 to A&M, you would have said that's an amazing performance. Even you would have said that's an amazing performance. It's just the route traveled, right? It's the way.
It is true, you know. And I was just so shocked when we were talking about betting in sports. I mean, I saw so many people on Twitter during that first half saying, "Hey FBI, Cash Patel, I think we got us a game here. It needs monitoring because Texas A&M. I mean, how many drops did they have? The drops in the end zone, the doink off the field goal. Hey, I know, why don't we draw up a play where you don't block Dylan Stewart and you get smashed for a fumble six, you know, fumble return for six. So, I guess you give Carolina credit for being opportunistic in the first half. It looked like they could do no wrong. I mean, I will give Nick Harbor credit. I mean, to see him running away from their entire defense, I mean, obviously I had to drink some Pepto thinking about Ricardo Jones and Hanifin trying to chase him down. That would not go well. But, I mean, he is an impressive dude when you see him. You know, like I said, call up Al Davis during the draft and let him go somewhere.
Well, and you know what you really have to wonder about with him is they really haven't had any passing game all year because their offensive line can't hold up long enough to throw the ball down the field. And so you sort of wonder whether maybe he just is that talented. And look, he's not a great route runner. His hands are suspect. But, you know, again, you're talking about maybe the fastest football player on earth, and he's 6'5".
You know, it's funny because if you look at that play, it reminded me somewhat of Justin Ross against Bama and Santa Clara, that one play. But his guy fell down, and this time Harbor just turned around, caught it, and the safety running up, like, took a horrible angle, and then it was just gone. And he just dusted, like, four guys. I mean, he looks like a gazelle. It's crazy. I tell you what. The Clemson game, I mean, even if you, like you said, you just took the last 4 minutes of that game. There were so many just improbably stupid things that happened, both sides. And I'm kind of with you, man. I'm at such a point where I'm just like, just get this season over. I mean, just move on to whatever changes we're going to make in the portal. Because Dabo should be embarrassed that we're actually in danger of losing to this South Carolina team 3 out of 4 years. I mean, the first two were absolute coaching malpractice. This year, who knows what we have in store? Both teams are terrible. And it's just, we're just going to have, as the kids say, a mid-off. And maybe we should have a luncheon, you know, but we won't be at the adult table. We'll be like at the little kids' table. We'll be at the kids' table at Thanksgiving.
It's funny because Rudy asked me about, no, maybe it wasn't Rudy. Somebody asked me early in the show about that game. I think it was Dre, actually. I think Dre asked me about that game, and I'm like, no, man, I'm not ready. I'm not at all ready to pick that game. Honestly, I have no idea now, and I don't think I'm going to have any idea when we get there. I really don't. I just have no idea whatsoever. I suspect it'll be close. That's all I know.
I tell you what, if your prophecy comes true and we see a hot pass with Peter Woods on the goal line there late in the game, I don't know if you saw the clips of the South Carolina fan named Carolina Jackpot who smashed his TV during the A&M game this weekend, but it's going to be a repeat performance for me here. And I'm going to have to call Nick Lavery.
Mark the tape, Jason. Mark the tape. Save that, Jason, because it's coming. I can tell you it's coming.
I might need you and Nick Lavery to come visit me.
Jason, I gotta go. See you. Good talking to you. Franklin Tree Services, proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar. You remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us, and they want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, assessing any type of hazards. Look, the upstate has strong winds, wind gusts throughout the year, and we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if you had the chance. So don't let it happen. Some of us have 20 trees. I've employed Brian Franklin twice to come out, and he has guided me. And there were other trees that I was concerned about. He said, nope, that's fine. But I had a bunch of trees removed, Franklin Tree Service. Fact, this saved my life because they were going to fall on my house. That's just the way it is. One fell between my house and my garage. That's when I had enough. And I called Franklin, and look, their expert team will assess and any potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 847-947-9065. They have all the equipment you could ever imagine. They're the best. You'll thank you later.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner.